How to get clients as a sports agent. Yeah, it's all glitz and glamour in your profession, isn't it? We know that's not true. If you're wondering how to get clients as a sports agent, I've got the answer for you with my six-step process on this episode of The Inside BS Show. Hi, it's Dave Lorenzo, and thanks for joining me for How to Get Clients as a Sports Agent. I know that the average person on the street thinks your job is all glitz and glamour and working with high-profile athletes. The reality is you have to slog through the trenches just like everyone else, but I have the solution to make it easier for you. Today, I'm going to share my six-step process with you for how to get clients as a sports agent. I'm also going to share a seventh step. That's right, it's the secret that holds this process together. And I'm going to give you my step-by-step guide. I'm going to give you my revenue roadmap that helps you make this process easy and that will facilitate your ability to get clients as a sports agent. I'm doing all that on this show today. The first six steps are coming right at you. The seventh step will be at the very end of the video, so stay with me for that. All right, step number one. First, identify your ideal client. Now, as a sports agent, you may be thinking to yourself, hey, listen, my ideal client is a Division 1A athlete in football who is going to turn pro, and maybe he's not going to get picked in the first or second round, but he'll definitely get picked. That's my ideal client. Or maybe you're saying my ideal client is someone who's played college tennis and they're going to turn pro, and when they turn pro, I want to be there because I want to be able to help them get endorsements. Or maybe your ideal client is the high school kid who's a superstar in Ohio and they're definitely going to be able to play in college. They may be able to go pro right now, and you can probably get them endorsement contracts for shoes at least today. Okay. No matter who your ideal client is, I want you to focus on how you can target them, number one, by offering them value right from the start. So you have to be able to provide value to the athlete as well as to their handlers or to their family right from the start. So when you're targeting your ideal client, when you're thinking of who your ideal client is, create your value proposition first and make sure it resonates not only with the athlete, but with the athlete's handlers, with their coaches, and with their family members. This is essential. Once you've identified your ideal client and you have that message right, you're ready to move on to step number two. And if you're ready to move on to step number two, so am I. Come with me right now. Now we're up to step two in this process. And step two is to go out and find those ideal clients in groups so that you can use leverage to connect with them en masse. Now, this is critically important because I know, because of your profession, you could easily focus on networking or on one-on-one marketing activities. That's not going to be as productive for you as going out and looking for groups of people who are your ideal clients. Now, you're thinking to yourself, okay, Dave, that's great. So use leverage, target these folks in groups, but how the hell am I going to find them? Here's the way that you can find these folks very easily. Go to your best client, the person who fits that ideal client profile, and say to him, Mr. Client, let me ask you a couple of questions. Where do you go? What do you read? Who else do you work with? What other service providers do you work with to help you be effective and efficient in your business, Mr. Client? When you ask your ideal client these questions, you're going to get clues for how to target these clients, these ideal clients, the people you want to work with, the exact folks who are perfect for you. When you ask these questions of your best client, they're going to give you a path to connecting with other people who are just like them. The reason you want to know all this is because you want to speak in those places. You want to write articles and get them published in those publications. You want to connect with people who sell things to your ideal client to do joint ventures. This is the research you need to do in order to target your ideal client en masse. If you're focused on attracting new clients, new prospects, if you're focused on getting leads one at a time, you're going to fail. You can't do that. I don't care what business, what industry you're in, focusing on attracting prospects one at a time is a recipe for disaster. This is the way you start. That's step two. Now it's time for you to join me for step three. And now it's time to talk about step three. Step three is to make a free offer to the audience that you've got in front of in mass. Now, you can make this free offer either in an article that you've written or from the stage if you're speaking or in an email if you're doing direct email solicitation or even in direct mail in a direct mail letter. When you make this offer to your audience, you're basically saying to them, here's more of the information that I shared with you when we first met. If you'd like more information, you can get it from me now. And if you get the free offer from me, I will follow up with you. And that's the key. You need to make your free offer, your offer of free information, so compelling that people cannot resist. And anyone who's seen you give a speech or watched one of your videos or listened to you on a radio interview. In fact, I'm going to demonstrate that concept for you right now. I have a free offer for you for watching this. If you'd like my entire process outlined in a way that you can immediately implement in your business, go to revenueroadmapguide.com. revenueroadmapguide.com. You can find a link to that site down in the description, and then simply enter your name, your contact information, and you will receive my free offer. And that's a 27-page white paper. It's a fill-in-the-blank paper that you can use as a marketing plan to grow your business. This is the entire strategy that I'm sharing with you in this video. Step three is make a free offer to your audience. I'm demonstrating that to you right now. Go to revenueroadmapguide.com, opt in to receive the Revenue Roadmap Guide, and you'll be getting a free offer from me. And then you can create your own free offer, either just like that, or in an educational video that people opt in to receive, or a free consultation. This is such a critical step because people who get the free offer, they convert from people who are suspects, people you suspect would be good clients for you. They convert into prospects, people who you know would be good clients for you if they have the urgency to work with you. So step three, make a free offer. Take me up on my free offer right now. I'm gonna see you right now in step number four. So who's qualified to get in there? Who's qualified to come into your office and work with you? What do I mean by qualified? Well, that's the next step in our process. You see, we must qualify them after they opt in to receive our free report and before we nurture them. So the qualifying step takes place before we even put these people into our system to follow up with them. We have to check in with them to see if they have the four things that are necessary for them to get in here to do business with us. What are those four things? Well, first, we have to make sure that the person that we're dealing with is actually a decision maker. What does that mean? We have to make sure the person has the financial authority to sign a contract, the person has the ability to commit their business, to commit their organization, or to commit themselves or their families to working with us. The second thing we need to make sure of is the person that we're talking to has to have a problem that we can solve. If they don't have a problem we can solve, this whole thing is for naught. The whole thing is useless. The third thing we need to make sure of is they have to have urgency. They have to be ready, willing, and able to take action right now. And then the fourth thing, of course, they have to have the money. They have to be able to pay us. If they can't afford to pay us, then we'd be doing charity work. So those four things are critically important. Now, oftentimes people will have three of the four. They'll be a decision maker, they'll have a problem we can solve, and they'll have the ability to make a decision. They just don't have the urgency to get going with us right now. And what do we do with those people? Well, if they don't have the urgency, We follow up with them forever. We nurture them. And that's the next step in the process. So join me as we walk through that door to go to the next step in our process, which is the nurturing step that comes after the qualifying step. And now we're up to step five in the process. And step five is very simple. You need to communicate with the people who've given you their information, and you need to communicate with them frequently. They've opted in to receive something from you. They've opted in to receive something they perceive has a high value. Now it's your turn to connect with them on a regular basis. Think about it this way. How often do you communicate with your best friend? How often do you communicate with the people who are most important to you in your life? If you communicated with them less often, would your relationship get stronger or would it get weaker? The reality is, frequency of communication builds trust. And what we're trying to do here is we're trying to build a relationship, because your business, your practice, your company is going to be built on the foundation of relationships. Even in a setting where people say, oh, I do business in the business-to-business space, you're not doing business with a building. You're doing business with another person. And the essence of relationships is productive communication between the participants. You need to communicate with everyone who's given you their contact information as frequently as you can. And that's the nurturing process. And that's the part of this entire sales process that holds everything together. Now, I want you to join me whether or not these folks are ready, willing, and able to help us grow our business, to invest in our services. Join me right now. So now we're at the part of the process where it's time for you to invite people in and invite them to become a client. You've been nurturing them faithfully for weeks, week in and week out. You've given them the opportunity to really learn from you. You've educated them with some great new content. You've shared with them some testimonials, some stories of people who you've helped. You've done everything you can to demonstrate to them that you not only have credibility, but you can really help them, and they believe that you can help them. So now it's up to you to invite them in to do business with you, and you do this through what's called a gateway engagement. This is an offer to work with them in a non-threatening, low barrier to entry way. It's an offer that is really easy for them to comprehend. They see the return on investment. They see that it will solve an imminent problem they're facing. Let me give you a couple of examples. One of the ways that I offer a gateway offering to my clients is I do events on a regular basis. So you can come down to Miami and do an in-person event with me for one day, and it may cost you $550, $600. Once you come to that event and experience the power of the community that I've created, and you connect with me on a personal level, it's hard for you to not do business with me after that, because you see the return you're going to achieve. So for you in your business, you can do an in-person event. You can offer a service that is non-threatening, that people can invest a little bit of money in to understand your brilliance so that they can invest in bigger products or services down the road. This is a great way to get some initial exposure to you. And once people get that initial exposure, they want to come back over and over and over again. Highly recommend you engineer this into your process and you make offers of gateway services every 5 or 6 emails that go out to your weekly email newsletter list. Now, you can offer the same gateway engagement over and over again, or you can offer different offerings every 5 or 6 weeks. You can come up with 3 different offerings that you rotate. It's totally up to you. It's dependent upon who's on your list and what it takes to engage them. Now it's time for step number 7. This is the final step. This is the thing I told you was going to tie everything together. You don't want to miss this. Join me back inside as I share with you our final tip for today, the one thing you don't want to miss. How to get clients as a sports agent, step number 7. Thanks for joining me all the way through. Now comes the big secret. The big secret is, well, before we get to that, hit the subscribe button and give me a thumbs up if you like the content. Let me know down in the comments what you want me to make more videos on. That's where this video came from. I got a comment, Dave, help me make more money and get more clients as a sports agent. That's why I made this video. Okay, step 7, your big secret as a sports agent, always think long term. You're going after that athlete. You're going to win over their parents. You're going to win over their coaches. You're going to win over their principals at school. Always think long term, because you may have another principal at that school that you want to win over. You may have another coach at that school on that team that you want to win over. You may have parents that will talk to these parents and get you for a reference. That's critical. Always think long term. If you think relationship and not transaction, you will always make more money. Thanks for joining me today. I enjoyed being with you. Watch the next video. You're going to see some videos pop up right next to me right now. Watch the next video right here. I can't wait to see you in our next video.